Hi, Peggy. What's on your mind?
Hi, doctor. Good afternoon. I have had an amputee right leg about 3.5 years ago, and I get phantom pains, and I don't seem to get an answer from the doctors, my regular doctor and my rehab doctor. And I'm wondering if there's anything that you might suggest that I might be able to do other than what I've been told, which is nothing really, just to suffer and,
well,
you know, wait it out.
There aren't any patent medicines that can really help with that sort of thing, and that's why. Now, can you tell me why it was amputated, ma'am? Did you have an injury? Was it diabetes?
I was hit head-on in a car crash.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. So sorry. All right. Well, in natural medicine, there are a lot of things to try. One of them that comes to mind with an injury type is that there may be some nerves that are trying to regrow themselves. I'm not kidding. Nerves do try that. I'm not saying they always succeed or even succeed the majority of the time, but they do try, and it can lead to pains. Well, believe it or not, there was research from the 1980s where after the rat research was done and found to regenerate nerve growth even when the spinal cord was cut across, and I'm yelling on purpose because this should be put to greater use, and it just isn't in conventional medicine. Anyway, after that was done, then two paraplegic men. You know what paraplegia means? Oh, boy. I'm sorry, you can't move your arms or your legs, and you can't feel, and you don't have bowel and bladder control, and only your head is left that's properly innervated. Anyway, they were given very large doses, but very safe doses, of HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin, by injection quite regularly. And within a few months, both those men were up walking with crutches, and the ones who had what was called paresthesia, which means he couldn't feel anything, he got his sensation back. And the other gentleman, oh my goodness, he, as I said, was up walking, but he also had much better bowel and bladder control. Oh my goodness, his nerves grew back! And it was stimulated by the HCG. I'm not saying your leg would grow back, ma'am. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry that that happened. But if it's nerves trying to grow back, what got these doctors going who did the research was the observation that if you happen to be a fetus, that when your nervous system starts to develop, it's right at the same time that HCG starts to rise, made by the placenta, and the HCG continues to rise until that nervous system is completed, and then it drops off again. I didn't say it goes away, but it drops off again. It reaches a peak when the nervous system is all developed, and then it goes down. So that's just one thing a natural medicine doctor can do for you. Now, there also are substances that help the nerves in ways we don't understand, not to hurt. And of course, there's a lot of natural pain relievers, but that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for something to get at the cause. And the reason, one of the reasons I asked you where it came from is that people sometimes who are diabetic and they have amputated legs because of necrosis and all, well, in diabetic nerve pain, alpha lipoic acid can help. And no, I don't expect you to memorize all this, but I am telling you that in natural medicine, there are alternatives that will not hurt and can sometimes be very helpful. Remember those two paraplegic guys who were back up and walking, they took enormous doses of HCG. It did not hurt them any more than the enormous doses of HCG that we all took a bath in when we were inside of mom hurt us. So, yes, there's alternatives
out
there.
Is that human growth hormone? Is that what you're talking about? I couldn't quite hear that. H like in Harry, C is in Charles, and G is in George. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, HCG as in Charles and George, but it's human chorionic gonadotropin. It is not human growth hormone.
Okay.
So find a natural medicine doc and discuss this with them. One thing you can rarely do is hurt yourself that way, and a lot of times it helps.
Okay. I will check into that. Thank you much, doctor. Take care. Have a good day.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.